Good afternoon, Barry Street with the 1 o'clock news. There are a few surprises in the reshuffled cabinet announced this afternoon by the new Prime Minister, Mr. Rowling. As expected, the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Tizard, has taken the portfolio of finance, and Mr. Arthur Faulkner has got the really tough job of Minister of Labour. Mr. Rowling, following in the footsteps of Mr. Kirk and against the advice of many, has loaded himself with a portfolio of foreign affairs. He had been urged from both within and outside the party to leave himself free of all ministerial responsibilities. The former deputy leader, Mr. Watt, has reverted to his old post and first love, that of Minister of Works and Development. Other significant changes are Mr. Fraser, Minister of Defence, Mr. Roger Douglas, Minister of Housing and State Advances, and Mr. McGuigan, Minister of Health. The new member of Cabinet, Mr. Ron Bailey, takes over the portfolios of Railway and Electricity. There are no other major changes in Cabinet portfolios. However, minor changes include Mrs. Tuakatni Sullivan taking responsibility for the environment and Mr. Coleman becoming Postmaster General. Mr. Rowling's described his new cabinet as a ministry of ability backed with experience. It's a strong team, he says, which will work together well to provide the country with good government. The changes in the allocation of portfolios are designed to emphasise and make maximum use of both experience and ability. But, says Mr. Rowling, it's imperative at this time for the country as a whole to pull together. There are problems to be faced, many of overseas origin, and it'd be a tragedy if time and energies were wasted in disputes and disharmony. The government has appointed Mr. Gordon Dryden of Auckland as a government member of the New Zealand Meat Producers Board. He replaces Mr. Tom Carroll, whose term has expired. Mr. Dryden is an Auckland public relations and marketing consultant and radio broadcaster. Finally, the American stuntman Evel Knievel is thinking about another try at leaping the Snake River Canyon. The rocket expert Robert Truex has taken full responsibility for the design error that caused the failure of Knievel's stunt yesterday. There was a premature deployment of the parachute, which prevented Knievel's sky cycle from steaming across the canyon. Today, Knievel's reported to be battered and bruised from his landing in the canyon, but contemplating another try. Barry Street reporting, and now the weather. Partly cloudy with isolated light showers, but increasing fair periods. Temperatures moderate. The wind's moderate southwesterlies, gradually freshening. Downtown, it's now 15 degrees, slipped 1 degree in the last half hour, and it's now 1 below normal. On the harbour and Gulf, southwesterlies 10 to 20 knots, gradually becoming 15 to 25 knots. The sea's moderate, with rough areas developing in the Gulf. The time's now 2.5 minutes past one.